just made adjustments at halftime and just really started faster. You know, we feel like, coming out, we played a little slow in the first half. So just making some adjustments at halftime and starting faster out there. Great, man. The more the merrier, you know, for us. We knew those guys was down and just happy that they was healthy and was able to contribute. They bring experience, one. Two, they're two great players, you know, on our defense and on our team. The impact that they make on our defense is very key for us and for us to have them on the field. This week was big for us, to clinch the division, but also, it's a rivalry, a Pats Miami Dolphins rivalry. So, it was a big emphasis this week, for us to get this win. So I'm very excited. It took a lot of hard work, I'm just excited, man. This is my first time, so I'm happy to wear the hat and wear the T-shirt. So it's pretty awesome. That was an awesome run. I feel like it was a big play in the game, especially how he put his head down and tried to run over the defender. So that shows you a lot of heart that Tom has and how competitive he is. So I think that really that was a momentum change for us just to see him, scramble and put his head down, try to run over the defender and get extra yards. That sparked a lot of momentum too. I mean, usually that really doesn't happen, especially, you expect them to hopefully go up 3-0 and then we try to regroup. But at that time, I mean, it was a big spark. But then we felt at one point we let the game slip away, got a little close. And then that's when we readjusted at halftime and made the corrections we needed to make. In the last couple of weeks, I mean, that happened to us on defense. Won the Green Bay game and then this game. But that's something that we definitely, don't want to do. I mean, that's a headache, for everybody on defense, including the coaches. That's not how we want to play. We want to defend as best we can and make sure we go into halftime with stopping the offense as much as we can. He's the anchor on our defense. He's the one that makes the calls. I mean, Jerod Mayo was the guy too. So May just had to step in. Hyde just had to step in and take over that job. And he's been doing a great job at it. Dude made a great play. Tannehill overthrew the receiver and dude was right there to make the play. So that's really awesome too. Get turnovers. Chung had one. It's great for our secondary to get hands on the ball. It makes our job a lot easier in the secondary. Trust me. Chan is one of our best defensive linemen and rushing the quarterback, and he made some plays today. It was great. He made some plays. Rob made plays. Defensive line stepped up. It makes our job easier back there in the secondary covering guys. We're going to continue to play physical. That's just what it is. I mean, we're going to try to play within the rules, but at the same time, you got to give credit to Brandon just staying focused and playing his game and doing his assignment and forgetting about those flags early on and continue to play. I mean, that just shows you how much he's in the game and his character of not going under the tank and. It shows his focusness and what he needs to do, and he's going to do that. We all going to do that. I mean, flags is a part of the game. They're definitely a part of the game. So I give him credit for sticking in there and making a play later in the game.